front page drama from the files of the American Weekly.
Besides, I don't love you. Do you hear? I don't love you. If I loved you, it would be a different story.
If you loved me, you'd marry me.
Yes, I'd marry you. If I loved you.
If I could make you admit that you love me, then you'd marry me, wouldn't you, David?
Why, yes. But I'd never say such a thing.
Well, we'll see about that.
Sandra Cole was a very determined young lady. She was in love with a man twice her age and was determined to get him by fair means or foul. The story of her campaign to win Professor David Sandstrom for her husband is one of the most delightful ever to come out of the files of the American Weekly, the great magazine which is distributed with a leading Sunday newspaper on sale in this city. A few short years ago, in a small college town in New England, David Sandstrom, professor of mathematics, was pacing the floor of his modest apartment, muttering fiercely to himself.
I won't put up with it. I'm going to say to her that... Well, I'm going to say, Sandra, you've got to quit bothering me. I'm not in the mood to put up with this nonsense one minute longer. Hello, who is it? Oh, all right, here I come. How do you... Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Hello, darling. Well, don't I rate a kiss? Oh, well, we old engaged couples,
I suppose. Don't call us engaged.
Oh, David, are you tired of being engaged, too? You want to get married right away?
You know I don't want to get married.
Oh, David, we couldn't live together in this prim and proper New England town without being married.
Why is it, Sandra, that you insist on continuing this farce?
Because you and I are in love, David.
Love? Love is a... It's a fiendish form of anesthesia that makes the wedding ceremony bearable. That's what it is.
Oh, fiddle faddle. Why don't you face realities and give in to me right now? Come on, honey.
Sandra, get off my lap.
Ow! Oh, David.
Now that you're on the floor and in the proper position for subservience, I want to settle this silly business once and for all.
Yes, David.
Now, I believe you understand the fundamental mathematics.
Yes, David.
There are two fours in my age. There are two twos in your age. By the simplest mathematics, I am twice your age. Besides, I don't love you. Do you hear? I do not love you. If I loved you, it would be a different story.
If you loved me, you'd marry me?
Yes, I'd marry you. If I loved you.
If I could make you admit that you love me, then you'd marry me, wouldn't you, David?
Why, yes. But I'd never say such a thing.
Well, we'll see about that.
Hey, Sandra. Oh. Hello. Gosh, I'm sure glad to see you.
Hi, Joe.
Where are you going in such a hurry?
Over to see Dr. Puterbaugh.
Well, what do you want to see that old bag for?
Joe, yeah? I won't let you talk that way about the girl who's going to marry my guardian.
Marry your guardian? You don't mean Professor Sandstrom.
Oh, I shouldn't have let the news out. After all, you're the editor of the school paper and...
And what a story that'll make. Wow, what a bombshell. Professor Sandstrom engaged to Dr. Puterbaugh.
Oh, Joe, you wouldn't print that story, would you?
Huh? Nothing could stop me. This is the scoop of the century. So long, Sandra, and thanks for the tip.
Dr. Puterbaugh, my guardian has often told me how much he admires you. I know you're his ideal.
Oh, and you really mean, Sandra, that he has matrimony in mind?
Well, I think all he needs is a little encouragement, Dr. Puterbaugh. He's terribly shy. Let him know that you're interested. You know, encourage him.
But I wouldn't know how to go about that sort of thing.
Well, there's a faculty meeting at his apartment tomorrow afternoon, and if you stay after the...
Goodbye.
David, do you mind if I wait and talk to you for a minute?
What? Oh, Dr. Puterbaugh. Why, of course not. I'd be delighted.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. After all these years that we've worked together on this campus, we hardly know each other, do we, David?
Why, no, I don't suppose we do.
Well, don't you think we should do something about that?
Do something about what?
Well, getting better acquainted. Oh, David, you're making this very hard for me.
But I don't understand.
Well, I'll put my pride in my pocketbook. David, would it be remiss to say that you admire me?
Why, not at all, Dr. Pewter. Melba, yes. I mean. I most certainly do admire you.
Well, wouldn't you like to have more feminine companionship, David? Someone who's your intellectual level who could, cook for you and...
Dr. Pewterbough, are you suggesting that I get married?
Well, I don't see why you're so shocked. After all, a lot of people are very happy, though married.
But I have my work, my studies.
And I could help you with both. Oh, David, we'll be so happy.
Dr. Pewter...
Melba.
Of course. Melba, this is so sudden.
Of course it is. I'll go now. We'll talk this all over again tomorrow evening. Good evening, David, dear.
Oh, no.
David could not believe his ears. Without a doubt, he'd heard Dr. Pewterbough propose to him. He was speechless with surprise. We'll hear the ending to this front-page drama in just a minute. The whole family will find plenty of interesting things they never knew before in the American Weekly. The American Weekly is the magazine that contains unusual features for the whole family. That's why it's enjoyed by readers in over 9.5 million homes from coast to coast. There are articles on science and medicine, helpful household, cooking, and beauty hints. Also, magnificently illustrated stories of romance, adventure, and mystery in the American Weekly. The whole family will love the true, exciting stories in it. The American Weekly is carried with a leading Sunday paper that's on sale in this city. So look for the American Weekly, read it, and you'll see why it's become the nation's reading habit. Now back to our front page drama. The scene is set 2 weeks later in David Sandstrom's apartment. He is awaiting Sandra, whom he has called to come over right away.
Ah, there you are, Sandra. Come in.
Thank you, David. I haven't seen you for over 2 weeks, so I'm honored by your invitation.
Yes, we do have a lot to catch up on, don't we? Will you have a cookie, Sandra? Oh, please do. My apartment is full of them. All home-baked by Dr. Pewterbough.
Well, David, is there something you want to tell me?
Quiet, you. Now, how do you like all these flowers in my apartment? Every time I turn around, I bump into flowers she's brought me from her garden.
Well, how wonderful, David.
I've been out every night for the last 2 weeks. Professor Brown invites Dr. Pewterbough and myself to tea. The president asked us to attend the recital. Why, that woman has wrangled his invitations everywhere, and she keeps waiting for me to pop the question. And this item in the school paper. Quote, I wonder what professor of mathematics is about to propose matrimony to what professor of physics. Unquote. Sandra, this is the end. Hello. Melba. I want to have a talk with you. What? Why, yes, I'll come right over.
David, I wanted to see you before another day passed, and, well, you see, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I'm afraid that I've really made quite a fool of myself.
Oh, but of course not.
You see... When I was 16, David, I was very much in love.
And what happened?
He paid little attention to me, and I was too shy to let him know of my love. He married another girl. And then when Sandra Cole led me to believe that you secretly loved me, I'm afraid I threw all dignity and self-respect to the winds. David, I know how embarrassing this has been for you, and I sincerely wish to apologize.
There's no need for that, Melba.
I've been a silly old woman. I should have battled for my man tooth and nail when I was young. If I'd showed him how much I loved him, I'm sure he would have married me. Thanks for your kindness, David. I hope we'll be friends as before.
Well, Sandra, I have some news that will make you very happy.
Oh?
Dr. Pewterbough and I are going to be married.
Oh, David, no.
I wanted you to be the first to know. Melba and I aren't young, but we do have a lot in common.
Oh, David. Oh, I've made such a mess of this. I never thought it would turn out this way.
Which way?
I wanted you for myself. Oh, if you only knew how much I love you. Oh, what a fool I am.
Yes, you were a fool. Kind of a fool Dr. Pewterbough wishes she had been when she was 16.
What's that, David?
Oh, nothing. But let's get back to the subject. You know, Sandra, if the roles had been reversed in this little episode and you agreed to marry me, if I got you to say you loved me, I could do it all in a few seconds of elementary classwork.
Oh, David, how?
Hand me that pencil and paper.
Okay.
Here. Read this.
What's this word? I-S-L-E? Isle. Isle of View? I don't get it.
Say it faster, and perhaps you will.
Isle of View? I love you. Oh, David! I love you!
Yes, you silly little fool, and I love you, too.
Oh, David! You said it. Now you're obligated to marry me.
I most certainly am.
Well, what about Dr. Pewterbough?
All the blood to give you a little of your own medicine.
Oh.
You little idiot. Actually, your scheme really worked. But when I saw myself getting entangled with Dr. Pewterbough, I realized you were slipping out of my life.
Oh, David, and you love me enough to go... David, where are you going?
I'm going to phone that blasted school paper editor and for once give him an engagement that's straight from the horse's mouth.
And so David and Sandra were married and, true to storybook tradition, lived happily ever after, proving perhaps that a woman can and should pursue her man until he catches her. This has been another front-page drama from the files of the American Weekly. The American Weekly is the magazine that comes with leading Sunday papers all over the country and is available in this city. It brings you timely, thought-provoking articles, amusing commentaries, intimate memoirs, and stories that actually happened, written by America's finest writers and experts who are among the regular contributors to the American Weekly. Many of these stories and articles are illustrated in beautiful full color, and you ladies will be particularly interested in the pages chock full of household hints, beauty aids, and helpful suggestions for better homemaking. The American Weekly is part of one of this city's leading Sunday papers. Ask your news dealer for the Sunday paper that carries with it the American Weekly. Ask for the Sunday paper that contains the nation's reading habit, the American Weekly.